everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving, again and again by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is putting good things in place that will benefit people throughout the earth. The Lord is about to come back in the grace, the period of grace, and begin the era of tribulation. He's about to turn on the old Jewish clock so that Israel can pay that last 7 years that's required by the justice of God and all the laws of sowing and reaping. Now, with this in mind, this got to happen. And we're at the end of the last day of grace. I mean, these days, grace lasted 2,000 years and a little more than that, I believe. Now, Jewish days, they go by the setting of the sun, when the moon comes up, when the sun comes up and goes down. It's not as perfect. Ours is set by a clock. Their day begins at sunset, and ends at sunrise. I mean, it begins at sunset, and that's when you get a new day. And the Lord has a measure of time that He has to come back. He could have began the tribulation period years ago. He had fulfilled the grace time, but because He loves man so much, He is trying to spare as many people as possible. Now remember, He paid a high cost for us. And there are many people in every generation, the fields were white, just like cotton fields. They were ready to be picked. Billions of people all over the planet. But the church got off track and started lusting after the world. You know, the Catholic Church married the church, basically. The Romans, they married the church, basically. But they bent the rules. And they had to, instead of making the word available, readily available for everybody, they translated it in Latin, a language nobody knew. Most people didn't know Latin. Because they wanted the preeminence against the people, to make merchandise out of them. And they were in bed with the kings. And they used the church to manage the people instead of saving souls. But just like always, everybody in an organization, if an organization becomes or begins to be corrupt, everybody's not corrupt. In any group you find, there are people who can have the heart of God. And Martin Luther was reading the Bible and he ran across Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. The just shall live by his faith. And the Lord activated him. And he wrote those 95 theses. And he protested against the debauchery of the Catholic Church. Not the people. He loved the people. But they were going haywire. They did things the wrong way. And he protested against that. It's not the people. It never was personal. He published it so people could repent from their dead works. The people that were being influenced and the people who were doing the influence. And then people began to share in the faith in having faith in God again. And people began to grow again. And that ended the Dark Ages. The enemy was trying to stop the history of Jesus Christ. He was trying to stop the progress of the church. He was trying to stop people from living by their faith so that he could take everybody to hell and he'll have a greater kingdom there. Satan lusts after a kingdom. He don't care how he gets it. Anybody that go to hell, he becomes their master. But he can't get out of hell, so you're gonna be down there dealing with him. If, you know, not you, but anybody that goes. So the Protestant church had its own struggles. They had to fight the world system, the worldly church system, worldly men, evil kingdoms, people that wanted to be godless. And then Satan started another religion, the Muslim religion, because it's Antichrist, and every other religion with it. It started, that any religion started by man is started by Satan. But Jesus Christ came. And the Lord had to, he told us what he would do, but it was in mystery form. God had to keep Jesus in mystery form and revealed him to those who were close to him, just like he do information now. There were people that understood the scriptures of Isaiah. Sometimes the prophets didn't fully understand. David said, "The Lord said to my Lord," in the Psalms. All these clues are all over the Bible. Isaiah in chapter 7 called his name Emmanuel, meaning God with us, a mystery. And he told King Ahaz, if you won't believe, you won't be established. You can ask him in heaven or hell. And sometimes those are the, that's where hell, you know, people find out that Jesus is Lord every time they go to hell. They find, they don't take them long to figure out Jesus is Lord. And they were duped. They were deceived. They bought a lie. And they governed their life by a lie that happened to be against God. And people don't grow up saying, well, I guess I'll live my life and then I'll just go to hell. No, they're deceived into it. They trust the wrong people. They trust foolish men. They trust foolishness and end up there. And all you have to do to go to hell is don't get saved. Everybody's already judged. God gave mankind the law and everybody broke it. Because you can't keep the law with a sin nature. But when your mind has been, when you have a new spirit and you renew your mind, you can drive sin out of your life. All of it. By the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And there are things that I may not master. There are things that I'm sure I hadn't learned to master yet. But God, I can yield to God at my will, and He'll help me conquer every form of evil. Every evil desire and every evil intent against me. Every one of them. The Lord can help us avoid problems. You know, Elisha was in the field and the Lord would tell him where to go. And then he'd tell the king where to go. And the enemy couldn't find the king or his men. And the enemy, the Syrian king, said, who was for the king of Israel? And watch this, his captain was wise. He said, nobody, my Lord. He had already started trying to figure out what's happening. And he started watching his men. And none of them, all of them were dedicated. And he answered, none, my Lord. He said, there's a prophet in Israel that's telling the king what you're saying in your bedchamber. So they tried to find the prophet. And when they found him, they surrounded him. See, the world, don't underestimate the world system. Worldly men have their own form of wisdom. They can do some things too. They hate the church and they know it, and they hate God. They hate God, His people, and His ways. And they'll try to stop it if they can. They can't. They lost. But they'll try. And they surrounded Elisha. And Gehazi, I think it was Gehazi with his servant, said, my Lord, look at the armies. And then the prophet said, Lord, open the young man's eyes. And he saw that army surrounded by angels on horses, a multitude. And then he blinded the army, the Syrian army. He blinded them and led them to where the king was and fed them and let them go. They were subdued. Now those who follow God can do the same thing. You're not a sitting duck. But if people don't learn who they are in Christ and what Christ has done for them, you have to believe it. You have to act on it. You have to speak it. You can do more than you know. I can do more than I know. We all can. But the generation we raise in faith, they'll do greater works than us. If time tarries, if the Lord takes His time coming and our children grow up and we've been doing our job before their eyes, because their little eyes and ears record everything, everything, the good and the bad. And they learn what to watch out for. If they're dedicated in their own heart, they'll see our failures and avoid it, and they'll see our strengths and enhance them. That's how it works. I did my daddy that way. I saw his failures and I said, I'm not going to do that. And I saw his strengths and I said, I'm going to do that. And then with the guidance of God, I can do a greater work. That's how it's done. But He's the foundation. My father set a wonderful example before me. And I thank God for him. Jesus said, he that believes will do greater works than me. Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount, and Peter preached 1 Peter and 2 Peter. That was a greater work than the Sermon on the Mount, but it was built on that foundation. See, every time we follow God, we do greater works. John gave us the book of Revelation, and it's full of the wisdom of God that Jesus held back. So we do greater works as we continue, as we go forward. Every time we do the will of God, things go forward, not backwards. God is progressive. Did you know God is growing? If we can grow, He grows. We're made in His image. He didn't stop growing. He knows all things, but all things must be proven. And all of His wisdom, as He make people to walk in it, they prove it. All truth is tested. It's proven. He taught me that. He knows all things, but He still grows. We all do. Heaven is a place where you'll get an everlasting education. But when you go to hell, you learn nothing. But you don't want to be high. And you don't want to, you wish you could go back and undo what you did. It's not a good place. It's not what you need to, it's not where you need to go. It's time now to know God and go forward and not backwards. Evil spirits are out there. Demons are out there. They're real, but angels are out there and they're greater. And by your faith, you access all the wonderful blessings of heaven. You speak the word on earth, and heaven operates on your behalf in the spirit realm. And by the spirit realm, everything that you bind on in the natural realm is bound in the spiritual realm. That's why you can order Satan and tell him to stop bothering your life. You can tell him to stop using people against you. If your child is trying to get away from a gang, they're being bothered by drug dealers and gangs. This is somebody's reality. And evil men. Tell Satan he can't use them against your children. You can bind. You can loose. Evil friends that's trying to sway your husband. You can bind. You can loose. You can command the spirits to leave your husband alone and stop trying to influence him out of your house. You can push evil back if you want to. And then you can loose the wisdom of God and the strength of God. Now, Kenneth Hagin, that was a lady wanting her son to go to church and be sincere and be dedicated to God. And she badgered him, tried to get him to do it. And Kenneth Hagin said, stop doing them like that. He got to make his own mind up. He said, every day, say that you surround him with love and with faith. And she started doing so. And then before you know it, he started going to church on his own, seeking God on his own, and going forward on his own. We want people to get it in their heart. They got to choose Every child of God has to choose God. We can't badger somebody into the kingdom, and we can't badger them into doing right. But we can get rid of satanic interference, and we can pray for God to give them wisdom, hope, and joy, peace. And he'll guide us in what to do and how to pray and what to pray for. Sometimes there's one thing stopping a person, and they don't tell you what it is, but God can show you what to do. You have to pay attention to him. If we would build according to the guidance of God, if we could trust the guidance of God, we could do so much more. And the thing with that is not that the problem is not that God can't talk to his people. The problem is people don't stick with what God says. If God show them his wisdom, they'll trust it until their faith is gone. The world will challenge their faith, and sometimes they give up. But you got to stick with what God said. That's what's going to remain real. And you'll have to use his wisdom, and you'll conquer your problem. That's how it's done. Martin Luther didn't stop posting his 95 theses. He kept preaching the word of God. And he kept preaching the word of God. And he kept using the wisdom that God gave. And he didn't deviate until he started the Protestant movement that became a great nation. If you want to say who the fathers of the nations are, you got to include Martin Luther. Because without him, it would not have happened. Without him, it would not have happened unless God had somebody else to raise up. But God did raise him up. He did finish the work. And he is one of the founding fathers of this nation and the change of every nation. Because he made a stand and a statement. See, the Lord can cause you to make a stand and a statement, and nations can form out of it if there's enough time for it to happen. So now we have to follow the wisdom of God and not the wisdom of man. You know, I made a radio broadcast and I pointed out, will you govern your life by radio wisdom or TV wisdom, talk show host wisdom, the wisdom of the crowd? Or will you follow God? Perfect wisdom. If people will spend more time with the Lord, they can destroy their problems. And they'll never come back. Not only can you get your children out of gangs, you can cause your child to speak the words and the gang can get saved. Don't be afraid of what's out there. Satan wants you to look at it and make sure that it looks bigger in your eyes than God. Gangs and criminals, cartels, politicians, they're no match for God and what he can do. Never see them as being greater. But the word says greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The word of God says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The word of God says your prayers avail much. The word of God says you have authority in Luke chapter 10, 19, over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by no means hurt you. That's a promise. Even if you were given poison and drank it by mistake, you can overcome that too. Serpents and scorpions, the little bitty demons, and also the natural serpents and scorpions and black widows. Nothing shall by no means hurt you. Nothing. And you got to practice the word and stick with the word as a way of life. I told a story about the ant bite. Now, I didn't know what bit me. I was trying to, riding lawnmower had rolled into my wife's Jeep when she had that Jeep. And because the belt came off and it didn't have any, it just rolled like it was in neutral. And I laid on the ground to put the belt back on. And I felt something bit me near my navel. And I said, there are all kind of spiders out there where I live. So I said, nothing shall by no means hurt me. I didn't know what bit me. And I didn't even expect to know. And then I got up after I got the lawnmower out the way. I felt something bite me again. I lifted my shirt and it was just an ant. And I just brushed them off. But I could feel both sting bites. I could feel both where he bit me the first time and the second time. And I looked. The second bite swole up, turned red. The other one didn't, where I took authority. You have to say something. You have to take authority. You have to walk in the wisdom of God. You have to trust it. You have to believe it and not deviate from it. If you deviate from it, you'll go back to having defeat. But if you stick with the word of God, you'll have his victory. His victory. His type of victory. People will start getting saved. Evil men will start leaving you alone. Cartels will start bowing down. It works. You just have to do the word of God. You can't do like cold religion and give up. But if God is bigger than your problem, then you're going to kill your problem. But if your problem is bigger than God to you, you're going to keep your problem. And that's not God's will. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily, mightily move in your life and throughout your life. So you'll have good days and not evil days. So you'll have example and not defeat. Now, till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.